Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess with the mostest tonight, Melinda Carver, and I'm so excited to bring back Michelle White Dove. I believe this is her 8th visit here to the show, and we love having her on here. We'll be pulling her on momentarily. If you want to see me live in person this weekend, I will be at It's Your Journey, a store located in Huron, Ohio. I will be reading on Friday and Saturday. Friday night is my dreams and interpretations class. And Saturday night, myself and Travis James Sanders, my little brother, my darling little brother, psychic medium and author, is going to be providing you a message service live at It's Your Journey at 6:30. You can go to itsyourjourney.com for more info or my website, psychicmelinda.webs.com. And I want to thank everybody who came out to the Gift of Light Expo this past weekend here in Cleveland, Ohio. So excited to see everybody, and thank you all for your well wishes. I'm super excited that my book, Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, will be debuting May 28th. It will be at bookstores everywhere, either in the self-help or metaphysical departments at your bookstores. And it will also be on Amazon. You can pre-order it now, right there, or you could buy it from the Schiffer Publishing website. And I'm super excited to find out that not only does my book debut Memorial Day weekend, the end of that week, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, it will be at Book Expo America, which is a huge, huge book gathering with people like James Patterson and Stephen King will be there. And then it debuts at the International New Age Trade Show in Denver, June 9th, 10th, and 11th, and I'll be there doing a book signing. So super excited. Thank you all for your well wishes and your positive vibrations. Now on for tonight's guest. Michelle White Dove is a spiritual medium and an author. She's an amazing woman. She is America's number one psychic. She won the Psychic Challenge on Lifetime. She's been featured on ABC, CBS, and Fox, PBS TV, and NPR Radio to discuss the reality of spirit communication. She is featured in the HBO documentary No One Dies in Lilydale, and she's appeared on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. Michelle is the author of She Talks with Angels, Ask White Dove, Ghost Stalker 1 and 2, and My Invisible Friends. She always is spot on with all her readings. Please welcome to the show the fabulous, the one and only America's number one psychic, Michelle White Dove.
Oh, goodness.
There you go, a little applause. applause from our live studio audience, Michelle.
Oh, that was great. Thank you. That was funny.
Thank you. You're very welcome. You and I know we have a live studio audience all around you and all around me. So
yep, that's
right. I just
right.
Want them to be a little bit more vocal to the people who can't hear them. Welcome back to Positive Perspective, sweetheart. So good to have you back here.
Yeah, it's always my pleasure. You know that. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, you have some big news. You're going to be back at Lilydale Assembly again, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th. And you and I have discussed how much you love Lilydale Assembly. And what draws you to go back year after year to provide these wonderful programs?
Well, it's just one of the largest spiritual communities, Mecca, actually, in the world. And the energy there is reminds me much like the energy in Ireland. It's very zen. It's very spiritual. And, the people that live in Lilydale were like a community, are mediums and psychics and healers. And people come from all over the world during season, which starts, I believe, August. And when does it end? It's quite lengthy, but anyhow, people come from all over the world and flood, come through the gates to experience Lilydale, the fairy trails, the temple, the library. It's just a place of learning and evolving and just a really kind of like my second spiritual sanctuary, my little dove nest, I call it.
And you only come up in the summer when it's nice and warm and in the 80s and 90s in New York to match your home.
Well, actually, I figured if I really want a white Christmas, well, now I have a beautiful place in Lilydale where I can have that beautiful white Christmas. So it's also a great place to write books. And, it's quiet, it's peaceful, and people are like-minded. So it just won me over from the first year. So I keep going back, coming back, so much so that I am a part of Lilydale now, and I have a home there. And like I said, that's where I like to write and, heal and just connect.
And all the home renovations are complete for you this year. We'll just turn the key and walk in for you and
pretty
your family.
Pretty much, yeah. There you go. You got it. Bingo. You nailed it.
Yay. It makes life so much easier when you don't hear all that construction noise and hear all that horrible stuff over and over and the banging, and you just want to be peaceful and enjoy the beautiful lake and the swans and
oh yeah, I got
the
forest. I got prime location, so I'm right there with the lake and the forest, and it's just surrounded by nature, and I don't have neighbors close by. I have a great location, so it's a win-win. Like I said, I fell in love with it, and it's a part of me now, and it's a little bit of home for me.
Now, on Saturday, July 15th, you are doing your Evening with Michelle White Dove, where you provide gallery messages in between your guest lecture that you do. And I know I came up to see you at Lilydale do it. It's a wonderful evening. Go to lilydaleassembly.com for tickets for Michelle. And on Sunday, you're doing your round robin private sessions and group sessions. How's that going to work for people who are interested in getting tickets to meet with you there?
Just simply by contacting Lilydale as well and reserving that, paying for that chair. That's for charity. A lot of what I'm doing in Lilydale is for charity for the children, for college funds or for the books or, I do charity not only for Lilydale, but to keep Lilydale going, but also for the kids. That's one of my favorite things is working with children and also being a health intuitive, because you're able to, if you can help someone with their health, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. So if I'm able to be of service to someone there, it's a great sense of completion and satisfaction, kind of fuel for my fire to keep going, But it's just a lovely place. I fell in love with it. I stared at the house for 6 years, and I got a phone call, and I manifested it, and I couldn't be happier. So plan A, remember we talked about plan B, and now I'm working on plan C.
Yay.
Oh, and also, Ask White Dove 2 is getting ready to come out, and
ooh,
I am still working on the children's book.
The dolphins one is not yet ready. You're still working on
the
artwork
for
that one.
No, but it will be ready very soon. Yeah, it has to be done this year. Yeah.
Because that was the big scoop you gave us the last time you were on the show, that you were working on your second children's book.
And I got to deliver,
did you just give
exactly.
us a scoop for Ask White Dove book number 2, volume 2 is coming out. You get so many letters. How do you pick and choose which ones you're putting in the first book, Ask White Dove, and now the second one, Ask White Dove 2?
I try to make sure when I look at it that, you know, I have a diverse, let's say, amount of information, wisdom from people all over the world that's also based on maybe their belief system or religion or culture. You know, it's just really people from all over the world asking questions, which I think is great, spiritual questions, which means they're looking obviously to wake up spiritually speaking. And so I answer them, and then, you know, it just keeps on coming. You know, every day I do this, Melinda, you know that. It's like a full-time job. I'm working here, and I'm working on the other side when I'm out of body at night.
Now, when you do your Ask White Dove, and when you pick your questions, are the ones that really get you from the youngsters, because I know you love children, and maybe they're being picked on because they could see something that other people can't.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you talk to some of the younger kids that you meet at some of your fundraising events when they come up to you and say, well, you know, I could see angels too, and my mom and dad don't believe me?
Oh, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm right there to say, no, you are seeing angels, and you need to hold your ground. And just because your mom and dad doesn't believe it doesn't mean that it's not true. And it's just that they're not aware of that consciously. So sometimes kids come in really to be teachers to their parents and vice versa. So this, you know, the veil's lifted. We've gotten through 2016. So look at this year. What a year, right? Starting out 2017 with the elections. And then we have, you know, all of these natural and not so natural catastrophic phenomena, or, you know, just atrocities going on around the world. And it's just really time for us to really get to the simple. It's really just so simple to me. It's about respect. It's about grace. It's about love. It's about, you know, holding that space and being that example. Like you said, I'm not just a spiritual medium, Michelle White Dove, but I want to live it every day. I want to learn something new every day. I want to help somebody every day. I want to find something to be grateful every day. And when you do that with a pure intent, it just comes, and that's the law of attraction. And you're being that example, and it has a wonderful ripple effect. And everybody, you know, Melinda, I know you said this too, everybody is intuitive. And it's just a matter of if they want to fine-tune it or do they want to stay where they're at. God honors our free will, and I think that people need to get back to that basic, which they have forgot, that we have a God-given gift of free will. And I can say, you know, Melinda, oh, I just don't have a good feeling about your SUV going down this road, let's say, using that as an analogy, and you go, oh, Michelle, that's just a figment of your imagination, you know, and you poo-poo it, and then what happens? You don't go with that gut or that intuitive voice, and then you find yourself in trouble.
Yes, it's scary when we do give those mentions of future events for people, but sometimes the warning is needed, and that can make you more aware of the situation or help you deal with that situation. Yeah.
Or change it, right? A lot
now, when you say change it, are you working with the angels to change what you see? Or do you
God.
Work with your guide to change it? What should
no,
we tell
I work
people,
with
Michelle?
God and the angel kingdom and, yes, my support team, but I like it to take it directly to the top, which I refer to God as Great Spirit, or Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, and God's Heavenly Kingdom. And, yes, I work with the angel kingdom and also my own support team, but I like to get it from the top.
And
we can
you
all
speak
do that.
And when you urge people in all of your public appearances that you do all over the world, you urge them to connect to that God source,
That's
Mother,
right.
Father, Holy Spirit, and their
yes.
angels. Why is that so important for you to bring God and Mother, Father back into people's lives with the angels too?
For them to understand that they are connected to something much greater that they maybe have lost, that conscious memory, which is of our creator, which is our home, heaven, which is even our incarnation, let's say this one, our contract. And so that's why God does give us guardian angels and spirit guides and animal totems, basic for everyone, even people you think, oh, God, that person's not nice. But they still have, they've been appointed even before they were born, two guardian angels, a master spirit guide, usually two earth angels. And that's just minimum. We're not even talking about going directly to the top and, you know, the seven archangels, the cherubs, the seraphims, the saints, the masters, the council, you know, our soul clan by blood and spirit on the other side. We got a lot of help, and I think that in times like this, I'm going to utilize all that help. How about you?
Yes, especially now when there's so many people psychically attacking us. So
yes.
We're just going to just cut that off and send it whence it came, 100 million fold. I've had enough of that.
Right,
you're getting
that's
a little
tingle.
I'm sending that right back. There we go. So when you work with the angels, and a lot of people assume that all angels have feathers and a halo and sit on clouds and pluck
yeah.
apart.
Well, it's not like
when
that.
You see the angels, are you seeing them with wings and fluffy halos too? Or
they
are you
don't
seeing
have
them
halos.
In their regular shirt?
No, they're not hanging up there on a cloud, playing a harp, wearing this white gown, you know, just, no, it's not like that at all. I mean, if we go back to like the medieval Renaissance period, if you notice in the artwork then, you would see the angels from the artist, which is the form of channeling, but they would always put this golden halo over the angels. So as time came in religion and, you know, so forth in man, well, they decided that angels have halos. Well, the truth is angels don't have halos, but their outer, let's say, light or the light that they emanate is gold, is that golden color, which is one of my favorite colors for that reason because it reminds me of the angel kingdom. So, and remember, each angel, they all have to do the will of God, and angels were created before us, and their job is to assist us and also other groups of God's children and other planets and places as well.
And when they connect with that angelic frequencies, then it feels so much warmer and brighter around them.
Oh, yes.
How do you explain that feeling to someone who maybe is a little leery of working with an angel?
How could they be, you know, I don't know how they could see that as a fault, working with angels for the love of God. I mean, we're talking about God and angels, you know. We're not talking about false deities or, you know, thou shalt not worship any false deities or gods, meaning there's only one. And that's why I just like to say great spirit, because many times, I don't know about you, Melinda, I'll say, oh, they, you know, when I'm doing my readings, and they're like, who's they? And like what you just asked me, all the right questions. I said, they is God. It's in the angel kingdom and my support team and even yours. And you know how it is, sometimes the loved ones drop down, they have a message, I give it, and then I let it go, and I keep going, because you've heard me say this many times, but I know that you can relate, because when we sit down with someone, we get the information, we give it to them, but we have to let it go, otherwise we would end up in the nut house, you know?
Yes, we would. And what do you say to people who say, well, you know, the last time I had a reading with you, Michelle, you said this, this, and this. And I always say, well, thank you. I'm thanks for the confirmation. But how do you handle that gently with them so they don't get upset with you that you don't remember? Because we're just the receiver. We just send and give it, and then it's poof, like live radio.
Sometimes, you know, my earlier years, they would get upset. You know how it is. They want what they want, but what we want, we need. Sometimes are usually two different things, but I don't have too much of a big problem with that, really. Not lately or in quite a while. I don't have really that problem.
And when people tell you, oh, Michelle, I heard you or saw you on TV or one of your appearances or read your book, and I had this angelic experience, or I was able to open up to God and have my faith again. What does that make you feel like when you hear that?
Oh, my gosh.
That you help bring them back to their faith.
That makes me just want to jump up and down and joyful. And it's just like, okay, good job. They're spiritually awake now. That's the whole point. I can only wake up one soul at a time, and that's only if they're willing. You know, they want to. They want to evolve or grow. But doing that, let's say I have a, you know, an event. Let's just say there's 100 people there. And let's say even if out of those 100 people, just the 3 people, let's say out of those 100 people got what they needed to get and applied it, then you know what? I look at it as I've done my job, because those 3 people have how many people in their life? So when you're jumping into someone's energy, especially readings, you're jumping into other energies that they want to know about, whether it's family or friends or a dead relative. You know what I mean? So I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to, like, take a bit of a break and go, all right, let me clear, shift the energy, shift gears here, because I'm jumping into another reading and another soul with a whole different set of, you know, circumstances. Every soul is different.
And Tim from the chat room says that he and works with the angels, but he doesn't know a better way to connect besides prayer. Can you share with people out there some ways they could connect strongly with God, Mother, Father, Spirit, or the angels? What are your favorite ways to connect, Michelle, for new people who may not be America's number one psychic like you?
You're funny. I love you.
Love you right back. I'm sending much love and energy to your way, because, you know.
Oh, gosh, Melinda, before I forget, did you send me your book? Because remember I told you I wanted to put that up?
I sent you, and I don't have the copy yet back from the printer. I could send you the link. I could send it to Shante. And thank you so much for your beautiful review, because it's in the book and it's on Amazon's page for Get Positive.
Well, you know,
positive.
I like supporting fellow light workers that I know are truly, you know, working from light and truly care about humanity with a pure intent and are only looking to help people for their highest good and the highest good of all. And when I know somebody's like that, like you, you're the real deal. I wouldn't be even doing the radio, to be honest with you. I wouldn't even be doing the show if I didn't feel like I had a connection to you, and you have to be legitimate for me, you know? I'm a woman that's definitely big about integrity, but going on to that, the reason why I do your show is because we connect. It's you know, you get the information from the same place I do, the source, and so you know how it is. So it's like easy to work with somebody when we're on the same page. And really, I do mean
Thank
that.
You.
Even
That's
with
so
me, you'll come
sweet.
Up to me and you're spot on.
I know. We always scare each other a little when we say something, because it's like you and I start talking, like when we're at Lilydale and I see you, and we just start talking, and I start one sentence, you say another, and then it's like we're having this whole conversation and we don't have to use a lot of words, and we just look at each other and start laughing.
It's like telepathic. You and I have this telepathic clairvoyant connection, and it's great. It's just so much fun. I'll tell you what, Melinda, when you come up, if you come to Lilydale, you get to come and see my house.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be up there a few times, because I'm taking the 3rd annual bus trip up there where I take 55 people up July 22nd,
cool.
So the week after. And then I'm teaching August 23rd there. But I'll come up before then, maybe to see you, or if you're doing a book signing, and they want Wendy and Sue want me to do a book signing there too. So I'm excited.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm
good,
excited.
Good, good, good.
Oh,
well,
so we got off track. So the poor Tim is waiting for us to tell him how to connect strong. I'm sorry. You know, you and I always go off on other avenues.
There's a method to our madness. There's a method to our madness.
Tim.
We come full circle. But how we connect, you know, I was born this way. So for me, it's a little bit different. But how we do connect is by, first of all, prayer. Prayer is when we are communicating to our Creator, Father, Mother, God, whatever you want to call it, the collective consciousness, Great Spirit, whatever you're comfortable with. But the point is that prayer is very, very important. You are conversing with your Creator, but don't tell your Creator how to do the job. Just be specific in your prayers of what problems or situations that are going on that you do need solutions. And then those solutions in time, as you learn to meditate, which is when we're listening to God, when we're listening to the heavens, you know, and
prayer
then also
talking,
another
love it.
Right, and another And another way that I want to let everybody know, and it's very easy, and I really feel like a lot of artists get overlooked and don't get credit for what they do because it's a form of channeling, all artists. And where were we going with that? Right, definitely, there is a method to the madness. Bring me back.
Prayer, meditation, and then you were talking about artists that help
automatic
you connect.
Automatic writing. I know people don't, they find this hard to believe, but I started my first book in late 98, wrote it in 99, and put it on the shelf, She Talks with Angel, in 2000. And I, a spirit just said to me, last few weeks, Michelle, read your first book. And I'm thinking, I really don't want to read that. I read that and wrote that for me, you know. But there's always a reason, you know. So I was like, well, why am I even fighting? That's the ego. Let me get out of the way and get back to the point. But automatic writing is when you just get into that meditative state and you get quiet and you learn how to breathe properly, because most people are breathing from their chest. Yes, can't you tell? I'm close to an airport here. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, as long as
going.
It just kept flying. As long as it just kept flying, yes, overhead. Sorry about that. Anyhow,
that's okay.
So automatic writing. And then also, you know, I tell people, don't treat it like it's a toy, but, you know, you can apply that. Find someone and test yourself, you know, say, oh, who's calling? So, like, for example, sometimes I'll say to a student, I'll say, okay, you don't think about it because your ego is not your friend when we're doing this work. We have to address our ego and thank it for graciously moving over and tapping into our higher self. And a lot of people don't realize that we need to acknowledge the ego, because if we deny it, it persists because it exists. So you just thank it for moving over, and then you just let your higher self guide you in your daily life, as well as certainly when you're out of body or in the spirit world. This is the dream. The spirit world is not this, it's really home. That's home. That's home. This is the dream, or some people might say the nightmare, depending on the way things are looking these days.
Oh, everybody, you're listening to Michelle Whitedove. Visit her website, michellewhitedove.com. That's Michelle, Michelle, Whitedove, WHITEDOVE.com. You can get all her current events, her book information, plus her beautiful blog with all of her celebrity predictions and worldwide predictions. And I also put her Amazon page. You can get all her books on Amazon too. Michelle, we're going to take a quick pause here, and we'll be right back with more with Michelle Whitedove. You could call in at 646-915-8066.
Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's positive energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive. Live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives and into every facet of your life. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Welcome back. Our next show next Tuesday, April 11th, will be me. I'm going to teach you how to spring clean your attitude and your life, plus do readings all show long. Tuesday, April 18th, psychic medium Kelly Bowman returns with the secrets of the spirit realm. And on April 25th, YouTube star and author Paige McKenzie is the author of the Haunting of Sunshine Girl series and the popular YouTube series. She's joining us Tuesday, the 25th. Mark your calendars. Also mark your calendars for Wednesday, August 23rd. I will be teaching at Lilydale Assembly, The Magic of the Fairies. Learn all about the magical fairy realm, elves, gnomes, trolls, and more. at 2 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will be teaching Native American moons for the Astrology Club at Lilydale. Go to LilydaleAssembly.com for tickets for that. And LilydaleAssembly.com for tickets for Michelle White Dove's events July 15th and 16th. Welcome back, Miss Michelle White Dove, America's number one psychic. Did I get you? Hello?
I said I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Now I can hear you. Sorry.
Can you tell we're in that little bit of shadow with Mercury in retrograde? Lucky
yes, I was going to say that. April 9th, it starts. That's Sunday, everybody.
I'm telling
you. Fun, fun, fun. So you gave us some great tips to connect to spirit, which was 1, pray, 2, meditate, 3, automatic writing, where you hold a pen and pencil in your hand with a pad of paper and you just allow spirit to speak to you.
That's
and
right.
what is one of your favorite things to do to relax after you're in like a trance session with spirit? Is there something that you do to kind of ground yourself when
oh,
you're
sure.
done praying or meditating? Well, can you share that with us?
You want the skinny? You're so clever. Well, I like. To, I don't
well,
eat when I
work.
I
have
work.
My own tricks too. But I,
I
like
know.
Having
I know. And you're asking
there.
Me my tricks here. My tricks. They're really not tricks. It's simple. When I'm working, I don't eat because it, you know, it slows you down. It, your vibration is not as high. So I don't eat until I'm finished working. That helps to ground me. Also, I go outside and I'll walk around Mother Earth, you know, where there's nature or on the water. I'll go into the ocean or I'll take a nice bath with salts and a little concoction to cleanse my aura. And really, that's it. That's not true, Melinda, because I shield up every day with the Metatron prayer.
Yes, and your Metatron prayer is a wonderful protection prayer available on MichelleWhiteDove.com. Just search in the search bar, type Metatron, and you'll be able to find that. MichelleWhiteDove.com. And it only works if you use it, right, Michelle?
Yeah, that is correct. As Metatron said to me when I asked the blessing, he goes, very few will utilize it, but those that do will reap its rewards. And that prayer has been out for years, and very few have utilized it. But for those that have, it completely turned around and changed their life.
And it is an amazing opportunity for you to connect in a special angelic realm energy when you start saying that prayer and do the visualization. And Michelle breaks down a graph for you on how to put the sacred geometry of Metatron's cube around you. It's very, very powerful. I urge everybody to go to MichelleWhiteDove.com, type in Metatron, and you'll be able to find that PDF for that prayer for you. Now,
and
you
it's
also have
a
other. What is it, sweetheart? I'm sorry, I missed that.
It's okay. It's also an abundant prayer, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally.
Yes. And it does amazing work for people. And you also talk about different things in Om Times and also a lot of other magazines that you publish articles with. Om Times, you have a special relationship with them, and they promote your predictions every year. And then you also are in a local Florida magazine, Horizons, that you do ask White Dove questions from there and your celebrity predictions. And what makes you find time, or how should I say, how do you find time to write some of these magazine articles along with everything else that you do?
You know, I told Spirit this year as we started, you know, in January, starting the year, I said, you know, I have no problem working. I work a lot. I work till I take. But this year I decided to kind of just pull back a little bit. Of course, I'm still reading and working in television, but kind of just not killing myself like I've done the last few years. Because it can be quite taxing, you know, especially as you're working through people's earthly problems and working through their energies. By the end of the day, you could pretty much say I'm zapped.
And everybody, if you want your own private reading with Michelle via phone or Skype, go to MichelleWhiteDove.com. She's one of the very, very few of the big names out there that still accepts new clients. A lot of the other ones say, sorry, You have to wait till someone cancels because they don't work as many hours as Michelle does to help as many people. And I could say that
because
I'm allowed to. So we have all that fun stuff. So, Michelle, when someone sets up a special time with you, what should they do to be prepared to connect a spirit with you?
I always tell them to get into as a relaxed, quiet place as they can be, you know, and to just relax and address their ego. And I tell them, you know, just let the ego go and let God take over, and we'll go from there. But repeat the question again, Melinda. I'm sorry.
And, you know, oh, God, now I'm having a brain freeze, too. Thanks a lot.
I know.
I think we're getting the same that same hit that is being said. when you were talking about how to get into a relaxed state to connect with spirit when they have a session with you, whether here on the phone tonight
or I always tell them to tape it. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I always tell my clients to tape the session because they think they're listening, but really they're not. Because they're trying to connect the dots. They're working with their ego. So I always tape the sessions because a lot of times the information that I'm giving, too, isn't just in the present or in the next few months. Sometimes it's a little further ahead as well. I try not to go too far out. But really, I tell them just to get in a meditative state if they can, or just be open-minded, and I do my job. And by the way, I'm doing more readings now in person than ever because I'm finding people are flying in, driving in, and yes, I can do the readings over the phone because I'm not getting the information from them. I'm getting the information from spirit. But I think for the people, especially, you know, let's say a new person, a new client, they want to see you face-to-face or, you know, your energy. So for that reason, also, spirit told me to start reading for people more so in person. I'm doing that more than once a month now. And they could just go
Yay.
To my, yeah, they could just go to my social, any of my, parents' page, actually, and that will show them exactly where I'm at. And, you know, for example, this month we already have 2 days, you know, booked. I'm still booking. And I'm finding that's what people are really looking for more so, is to even be in the energy or be in front of me, which I think for them they just feel like they're getting more, you know.
Yeah, it's always fun to read for people live in person. And I love now, like before I used to have to lug a laptop and with a CD burnable drive inside. Now everyone just pulls out their cell phones, hits the voice record. It's so much easier.
For that's
people
what they
to record
get. Back in the day, I used
people.
To get photos. Now I just get iPhones.
Yeah, yeah. Here's my dog, here's my cat, here's my mother who passed, here's a picture, look at her, you know, don't look at the sunglasses next, I have horrible hair, but look at my grandma next to me, that's what people do, I love it. Oh, well, we have 20 minutes left of the show, and we're going
Holy
to smoke. Take your calls. Now, I know we always go so fast when it's you and I together. So everybody, 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
All right, everybody, we're taking your calls. Remember, this is a mini reading. Michelle, out of the goodness of her heart, gives you a mini reading. It's one question per person. Don't be a piggy. I will disconnect you. If you're rude or nasty, I will also disconnect you. So please, with all respect, MichelleWhiteDove.com for more sessions with her personally. And Michelle, are you ready for some of our callers tonight?
I'm ready. I'd like just their first name, a specific question, and their sun sign. I don't care about their biological age because that's just a number. It's what, how
okay.
we think, look, and act that determines that.
All right. Well, our first caller is Tim from New York. Tim from New York has a question for finances. Welcome. You're live on air with Michelle White of Tim. Give her your birth date.
Pineapple.
Hi, this is Ellen. Oh. Ellen from New York. Did you make a mistake?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ellen. Sorry, sweetheart. Ellen from
okay.
New York. And she had the question on her finances. Sorry, I was misreading down the line. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Oh,
I
said pineapple.
Air.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry. I don't know what's going on here. Here is Trish from Connecticut. There's something going on with the phone lines. I'm so sorry, everybody.
It must be that Mercury in retrograde.
I know all this crazy stuff. So this one is Trish from Connecticut with real estate. We'll try to circle back to the other caller. Hello, Trish.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Wonderful. You're on with Michelle.
Yes. Hi, Michelle. My question is, I have a real estate project that's been hitting all just snag after snag, and I'm supposed to have a meeting to resolve it all next week, and I'm wondering if the light is at the end of the tunnel and I can finally just continue my building.
Well, I don't know if you heard us, Melinda and I, but Mercury is getting ready to go in retrograde. I always give it a 2-week shadow before and thereafter. And so what I'm seeing is it will be finalized, but I'm still seeing, like, delays and, you know, little bumps and red tape, red flags. But when it's all done and said, it will be finalized. It's just going to be a little bit more complicated, and I see a delay. Melinda, you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I just see the same thing as a delay. It's like the paperwork just seems to be lost and buried underneath other files. And
yeah,
it just
like
feels that, yeah, that you're getting the runaround. Like there's some kind of inspection report that's lost and might have to be redone. It feels like there was an inspector, something with a city inspector or a regular inspector. I'm not sure.
But the good news is it will get done.
Do you, is it a week delay, a month delay?
Well, it's more than a week, I can tell you that. Melinda?
Yeah, it's going to be at least 3 to 4 weeks, I think. The whole time of Mercury retrograde. It's just the runaround is what I see.
And it's really in your best interest to wait, if you can, until Mercury's done being in retrograde. So you don't have to go through all of this, you know, oh, you forgot that, or we need this paper, or whatever it may be. So the bottom line is it's not that long of a delay. It will all work itself out, honey, so don't worry about it.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
God bless. All right, and our next caller is Patty from Florida. She also has a career question. Hello, Patty.
Hello. How are y'all doing tonight? Nice. Thank you for the call. I just wanted to know if you see any new employment coming. I'm kind of seeking changes in employment and or resources.
May I have your sun sign, please?
My what? I'm sorry?
Your sun sign.
Capricorn.
Capricorn. Yeah, you guys are hard-headed. You know that.
Yeah. We know a little age, so.
Yeah, but I can't talk. Of course. So... with that said, okay, repeat the question again, love.
Just wanted to see if you see any new job changes, looking for new employment. And
I do, but I don't see them like now, right now. I don't see that happening like this month or then next month. I feel like this is something that you have to really kind of determine to nail it down, like, okay, what's your number one priority? What do you really want to do? And then leave where you're at or then merge into doing your own thing, your own business, your own boss.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
because you know you don't like people
again.
Telling you what to do.
I know. And I've worked for myself before. So.
You see? And you're best to work for yourself because you actually will create more money and be happier being the boss or being in business because you're ahead of the people. You're like, I did that like 2 weeks ago, and I'm on to bigger and better things. So I see you. You will go back to be working for yourself, and that's really the best for you. All the way around, as far as business, as far as you making money, as far as you being happy, it's a win-win.
And do you see that very far down the road?
No, I don't see it that far, far down the road, so start working on it now.
All right, hon, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, honey.
Okay. You too,
thank you for calling in, Patty. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is also a Floridian. This is, where did Kimberly go? Kimberly, and she wants to talk to you about a family member who has passed. Hello, Kimberly. You're live on air with Michelle Lightdove.
Hi. I just had a question. I have recently had somebody very close to me pass, and it's very difficult for me to get over. And as I know and I believe that she is okay, and I have like a little bit of communication things that I know that is her, but I just seem to not be able to accept it and deal with the grief so well.
Well, it's because you haven't worked through that, honey. It's not only grief, it's shock, it's grief, it's sadness, it's anger. It's such a roller coaster ride, and it's also, lack of a better word, the best word I can find to say is surreal. So what I would suggest to you, which, you know, I always suggest this to all my clients, and even when I taught at Nova, is for you to get more information in the dream time or with spirit, you should put the water next to your desk. Melinda, we've been through this before, right? The conductor, it's not for you to drink, it's to help you to tap into the spirit world. Put a journal there, and right before you go to sleep, tell spirit that you want to be aware of where you are in spirit, but it's never their intent to scare the heck out of you, because if you get scared, then you're going to close the door and say, I don't want to hear nothing, I don't want to see nothing, I don't want to know nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So they know not to go too far. They have to go at the pace that you want to go, and you're going at the pace you want to go. So if you want to pick it up, you can say to spirit and your support team anytime, all right, I'm ready for a little bit more. Turn it up. Like, kind of like turn up the volume, you know, turn up the song, turn on the radio, so to speak, your own radio.
Okay.
Means your own tuition. Melinda, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. No, that was a beautiful message. Beautiful. Thank you for
so
calling, Kimberly.
Like...
And for your own private session with Michelle White Dove, you can go to michellewhitedove.com. What happens when people are in such deep grief and they can't connect? What are some things they can do to scale back that grief to see that loved one maybe in their dream time or feel them in a room with them, Michelle?
Well, yeah, that's exactly why I tell people that. But also, a lot of people say, oh, I don't even dream. You know, a lot of people are convinced that they don't even dream. And I said, just because you don't remember it doesn't mean you're not dreaming. You're just not aware of it, you know. And all you have to do is address that subconscious and tell spirit you're ready, and they'll do it. They'll do it, you know. But once again, they have to honor our free will, because that's a gift that God gave us, a gift in a, I could say something else sometimes, our free will.
Yeah.
And also, as the other gift that God gives all of us, and we love to blame our problems on other people, our own life, instead of taking personal accountability, but free will, not free will, I mean, sorry, free will, but also co-creation. And I say to someone, any of my clients, well, if you don't like your life, well, you have yourself to think, because these are choices that you made. This is what you've created and how you've done it. And you kind of have to change their dialogue or help them to change those old rerun programs that are negative, that mind chatter, to get them into the moment. And I notice spirit keeps saying, even with me, be in the moment. Give 110%. Be fully in the moment, the best that you can be with a pure intent. And then we think about it. And then we visualize it. And then we speak it, invoke it in a manner. And then we get off our butt and we do it. And it's really just that simple.
And sometimes it's hard for people to let go of that grief. But
yeah,
they need to be more open to the spirit. And there's this everlasting, beautiful life. And we all go back to spirit, whether you call it heaven or nirvana or something pretty like the Valley of the Shadow or, you know,
exactly.
The River Sphinx. It's all around you. What can people do, Michelle, with so much? You know, we just had some terrorist attacks. We just had the one in St. Petersburg the other day, and then we had the ones in London. What can people do to send out more love and light into the world, or help make those changes reverberate through the earth right now? What can they do?
What can we do? Well, it starts, first of all, with each and every one of us personally by taking accountability for our own lives and looking where we're at. Are we happy? And if there are things we need to change, then we need to work on our own house first before we talk about somebody else's house or let's say, guide them. You follow me? It's like, okay, if you say you're a spiritual medium, then I would think you're living your life spiritually every day. But I find that people may say they're a spiritual medium, but how many are really walking that talk and living it?
Not
and
many.
Think,
they want people
right,
to bend
you.
Down and kiss their butt and put them on
yeah.
a pedestal. And
exactly.
You know.
Stroke their egos. Tell them, oh, beautiful, beautiful friends. My beautiful friends, you know. I've seen it. I call that cold reading where they are literally, you know, just asking questions or giving generalities or believe it or not. So people Google people. It's awful. And it's hard because it makes it harder for people like you and I because we're legit and we've proven ourselves and will continue, and others are just trying to use it as entertainment or for their own personal gain, you know? And that's horrible because we're dealing
yep.
with people's lives.
And people, you know, that they are so, when they come to us, they are at a low point in their life most of the time. They just had a
exactly.
recent loss, like our caller Kimberly, or they have something stuck in their life, like Trish, who wants her real estate item was stuck. And these things affect them greatly, whether it's financial or their love life, and to take action or say words that negatively harm these people at this low point is horrendous. And what happens if someone, I always say when someone asks me about another reader, if I don't know them or I don't like them, I always say, well, I've never had a reading with them, but I could refer you to ABC to do this thing. That's what I say.
Yes.
Do you find yourself doing that too?
Yes. You know, if somebody says to me, oh, so-and-so, this psychic, I go, well, I can't speak for that psychic. I've never, you know, seen them in action. I haven't heard them. I can't comment, so I don't know. And if I do know, and I do know other great psychics and mediums, I can refer them to those people that I can trust if I'm so busy that I can't fit them in, you know. So I'm always on the search for the real deal, and I find that it's hard to find. It's kind of like looking for a needle in a haystack these days.
Or one of those real truffles that the pigs find in France for those white truffle French fries. Everyone wants to eat the truffle.
Yeah, I mean, I think you say, well, people are not calling us because they're happy or they wouldn't be calling. They're calling us because obviously they have problems and they need solutions and they're looking for maybe an unbiased outside source to maybe even see that their own intuition is correct or just to get that information and hopefully apply it if, you know, they're smart. Because, again, I tell people, it's not, don't put me up on a pedestal because I only have one place to go. It's God, it's spirit that we give the credit. I'm just the humble messenger. I'm just the middleman. I'm just the medium. That's it. And people need to know that because they need to know they have a connection to spirit, too. We're not the only ones. They can develop it, like you said.
Yeah, I tell people I was a natural born medium. I've had this skill. It's a skill that I was born with, just like Tom Brady had a skill for being a quarterback who won 4 Super Bowls, and it's something he practiced and did every day and worked with every day. And not only does he have the natural ability, he uses it every day. So
that's right.
There's the skill and the experience that you do every day, then you could be like this too.
Yes. Yes, and I find that the truth always surfaces one way or another. So it's just best to always be very truthful.
Yep. Everybody, you're listening to Michelle White Dove. Visit her at michellewhitedove.com. And to see her at Lilydale this summer, go to lilydaleassembly.com. Michelle, are you ready for another call?
Yes, let's do it.
This one is Lisa from Florida, and she has a career question. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you, ladies?
We're fine. Thank
Great.
You. What's your sun sign question?
I'm Gemini, and my question is, do you see any job opportunities coming my way?
Actually, at this time, it's not a very good time, hence Mercury in retrograde, the shadow. This is not the time you really want to go and get a brand new job unless you absolutely have to. But I have to be honest, I'm not seeing anything work-related anytime soon here, meaning in the next few months. What about you, Melinda?
Yeah, I just feel that there's a lot of blocks around you for yourself, Lisa, and that you kind of sabotage a little bit when you do send in your resume, it's like you're doing it because you have to, not because you want that position. If that makes sense to you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
And I believe we make time. We make time for the things we want to do.
Yeah, that's true. I wanted to do something more differently than what I was doing before. And what I've been getting is the same thing, you know, the same thing I was doing before. So that's why.
Right. So you want to get out of that and do something else. So you have to go with your passion. You have to go with your heart. You have to go with your intuition. What did you always want to do?
Well,
you know, ask yourself that. If in a perfect world, a perfect set of circumstances, what would you want to do? What would you want to be? And don't think about it. Go with your gut.
Well, I want to do something on the freelance. I really don't want to, you know, work for anybody. That's the bottom line, actually.
Well, there you go. So now you just have to go through those steps of co-creation with a pure intent, and you know you work better anyways, being your own boss as well.
Definitely.
I think you spend too much time procrastinating, personally. You procrastinate. God puts an opportunity in front of you, but, again, free will. God's not going to take your hand and make you forced to turn that stone over that's, you know, laid in front of you. That's an opportunity. And if we sit on something too long, then we lose that opportunity. Usually God is so great that it comes around again at another time. But I'm finding with you that you weigh positive, negative, procrastination, and then, whoops, that opportunity's gone. And then you're trying to chase something else that you really don't even want to do. Melinda?
Right.
Yeah. It's just you're not putting your effort and your energy into where you're sending those resumes, and that's why you're getting a big fat nothing out of it. And when you, what you want to do, sweetheart, list your skills out. List, make a list of the skill set that you have, and then see what you, what skills that you have already to be used in that new career, and put that at the top of your resume instead of the regular old fashioned way you've been doing it. So wish you much success, sweetheart.
Yes, much success. And also, I can even tell by listening to the tone of your voice and your voice that you're down, that you're not happy, that you're not even looking forward. Like Melinda said, you're just sending them off because that's what you feel that you have to do right now. So, again, you know, go with what your passion is and do what you want to do. And when we're doing something that we enjoy doing, we love doing it, you're good at it. You're successful and you're joyful and you're abundant. And it's a ripple effect for other people. So it's a wonderful example to other people that are kind of in the set of circumstances that you are in now. But, you know, you have the capability of getting yourself out anytime. So just do it.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank
you. Michelle, we're almost out of time here. It's gone. This hour always goes so fast with you. It's like boom, 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 boom.
But you know what I love about you, Melinda? I always get the best laughs. You just may have seen my dogs agree. How professional is that?
Yay.
But I get the best
laughs. Makes me miss my Riley. So, yeah, I know. Dogs always hang out with us because they want to protect us from energies and some of the energies that people send. So, you have your great guardian. Yes. So, thank you. And I thank you for your wonderful comments today. And I will send Shante the links. And so, I have a silly question for you. Will Get Positive, Live Positive, Do Well to help people? That's what I want it to do.
Yes.
To help people up.
Yes.
Yay. Yay.
And there's another book. You know that.
Yes, it's almost done.
It's almost done. And then also for my peeps, for everybody, you can go to Amazon.com and order my books. That's usually where everyone's going now, is Amazon. It's easy that way. But you're going
to
be writing more, Melinda.
We have to do a joint book signing somewhere. That would be fun. Can you imagine confused both of us? I would be kidding. Talking to each other, answering each other's questions.
That's right.
Oh, Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on this evening. You did beautiful messages for everybody there. And much love to you. And I can't wait to see you up at Lilydale this summer.
I will see you. We'll get together.
Great. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Michelle White Dove, everybody. Go to michellewhitedove.com. Join us back here next Tuesday for Spring Cleaning Your Attitude and live readings. And go visit psychicmelinda.webs.com. We're going to close the show with Brian Henke's song, Angels Among Us. Have a great night, everybody.